back to Infradig. This is for the third podcast on the trot, recorded here in Panama at the IDB conference PPP Americas. I have with me delegates again from Santa Catarina. Seems to be quite an exciting state where they've got a lot going on in Brazil. I'm very lucky to have with me two guests that I'm going to ask to introduce themselves. Please, Paulinha.
Sim, me chamo Paulinha, sou deputada estadual.
I'm a House representative from the state.
E estamos ajudando a construir novo desenho.
We're helping to build to design
PPPs
a new office
de Santa
to
Catarina.
PPPs in the state.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so this conference is all about PPP. Now, you have a new government that started as of the beginning of this year in Brazil. I believe you have been rebuilding your relationship with the market. That's what I want to hear about. Can you tell me about this, Paulinha?
Neste momento, o estado de Santa Catarina elegeu setor específico, representado pelo Renato, para avaliar as PPPs no seu conceito global.
At this time, the government has just built a new office to build and structure and model all the PPPs projects.
Que vão agora, nesse primeiro momento, ter ações para o sistema prisional, para o saneamento, para a saúde, para educação e infraestrutura.
Right now we are going to act in these special sectors like security, health, education and sewage and sanitation.
E muitas oportunidades surgirão a partir desse novo cenário em Santa Catarina.
So going through this new scenario, you are going to bring to Santa Catarina new opportunities of partnerships.
Okay, these projects are very close to our heart. Let's start with security. That's not quite so traditional for us, so can you please tell us about the security project?
Oh, yes. My name is Renato. I'm the director for the PPP and investment area. This project is about to build and operate a security prison complex. About 3,000 places for inmates.
Ah,
it's a pre-new prison. Yes, it's a complex because in Brazil there is a different legislation that differentiates the kind of inmate. So this complex is like two buildings for the different kind of punishment they are receiving and paying. So about 3,000 places, and we think it's going to be a very nice module because it's an industrial complex. Mm-hmm. So all the inmates are going to work for the local industries now, kind of rebuilding their lives and getting a job and producing for the economy as well.
Okay, so it's a prison project. And it's involving a reduction in recidivism, so stopping people committing crimes again by training them and giving them jobs that they can then go to. That sounds fantastic.
Exactly. And we have another one that is a project. It's more interesting, I think it's more interesting because it's for juvenile infractors. There are for young men that has made kind of infractions, we don't call crime because they are minors in Brazil, we don't call crimes, but they have made any kind of infraction and they have to be put in a part for the society.
Yes.
But the idea is to bring them back and disrupt the path to the criminals. So this kind of project is expensive one because of regulations. We are going to build a unity for 50 young men and boys. Mm-hmm. With education, technical education, psychologists, and all the medical assistants and everything to disrupt this path to criminality.
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, so what stage are both of these projects at?
The prison complex, we are working with BNDES. BNDES is a Brazilian bank for developing, and we are finishing the project, and we think in this year, in the end of the year, we're going to bid. And the social facility for boys, probably next year. We are finalizing, because they are a project that was started this government, but now with this new government, we have changed some strategies and we have changed some specifics and the projects. but they are both very mature, one for the end of the year, the next for next year.
Okay, this is very positive, and it's not the first time I've heard this here, that when you have a change of administration, you don't scrap everything that the previous administration was doing, but actually work on what they were doing, and so you believe in this, very positive. Okay, let's move on to, shall we move on to health, or yes, health, let's go on to Paulinho.
Nós desenvolvemos no estado de Santa Catarina um projeto muito interessante para construir um grande complexo hospitalar.
Well, in Santa Catarina, we just built a project for a huge hospital complex.
Que vai atrair na capital do estado, no local mais central, as especialidades que têm ainda larga espera para tratamento.
So this new complex is going to be built and the capital is coming to bring together some specialties we have lack of service in the state.
No Brasil, nós temos o maior sistema de saúde público do mundo, o SUS, e ele financia para toda a população um plano de saúde, de atendimento para cirurgias, exames, consultas.
So in Brazil we have this the public insurance health system, one of the biggest in the world that provides free service in health for the citizenship. And in Santa Catarina as well, this complex is a state complex, is going to bring together surgeries, exams and all the systems.
E esse projeto é muito audacioso porque é o primeiro dessa natureza no nosso país, nesse conceito, que tem a PPP envolvida para o seu desenvolvimento.
Also, this is a very unique project. It's going to be the first one in the state about hospitals. And that's why I add now that this complex, this project is ready to go public. But as the same happened with the complex, the prisoner complex, this government understood that some premise, some strategic decisions differ from the strategic right now. So this project is going to still being revealed right now. It's going to be to market on March. It's suspended under review. It probably some modifications to send back to market.
Yes.
Soon.
Yes.
Soon. So
we hope soon. But it's not in the garbage, as you said.
Yeah.
We don't put work in the garbage because you know the teams are the same, mm-hmm. and it happens in other organizations, being public or private.
Yes.
You know, you change the head. You need to change the planning, the strategic, but the team and the work was well done. So we don't put in garbage, just made the adjustments and go again.
It's one of the things about infrastructure that often I talk to people about and they go, well, that project's never going to happen, say it's some bridge in Africa, just to be unfair to Africa. And they say, well, I don't think they'll ever build it. I said, well, yes, but maybe not now, but the requirement never goes away. Because they're talking about it because they need it. Okay, so that's fantastic. So you've got a health project. We're expecting some results on this soon, and we'll hear from you as and when. But there's also education, you mentioned.
Yes, education is a very new idea. We are just starting the studies to build and remodel some schools. We have in Brazil a nice experience we are going to visit in Minas Gerais state, and also in IDB has helped in Montevideo, Uruguay. There are the models we are planning to copy and bring the best to Santa Catarina. We are just starting education, these studies, but we think it's going to be a very nice goal for this government.
Okay, so early stages, you're learning from best practices elsewhere.
Yes.
Okay, good. So we can expect that, but not imminently. We can expect that further down the line, maybe next year.
Next year or 2025.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Now, sewage and sanitation, that was the other one that you mentioned, the other sector you mentioned. Now, this is something we're seeing an uptick in across Latin America for obvious reasons. And what can you tell me about your plans in Santa Catarina for sewage and sanitation?
Para água, saneamento, nós estamos em estudos embrionários, muito iniciais ainda. Mm-hmm. mas há um plano estratégico de desenvolvimento nesse setor.
Yeah. Water and sewage and sanitation is a kind of new sector for us too, and we're starting studies right now because we have this state company and we have to arrange all the areas we are going to move. So probably sanitation is going to be a subject for next year also.
Next
first
year.
Studies, yes. Very initial studies.
Okay. So next year, have you mapped out what you are planning on that front? Have you mapped out the requirement, or is it so early stages that you don't even...
In sanitation?
In sanitation.
Yeah, with sanitation, we have this... we are a small state, you know, Santa Catarina, for the ones who are listening to us now. Mm-hmm. Santa Catarina is a small state in the south of Brazil. We have only 1% of Brazilian territory. It's a very small state. Mm-hmm. But in sanitation, we lack some distribution of the service. Even though in the capital, we are the capital of the state is an island, you know, Santa mm-hmm. Catarina mm-hmm. Island in Florianópolis is the capital. We have a lack of service. We intend to make a plan to bring the service to a middle range of the population. The biggest cities have a better service. We have rural cities and communities that have. We have to build a different solution for them because of the distances between the cities, small cities and long distances. But in the middle of this public, that's where we are going to act. Medium cities to bring the public, to bring the private initiative to work in this service.
Okay, wonderful. I look forward to hearing more about that as the program evolves. But also, from chats earlier, you have forestry projects as well, which again, I've heard about talking to Brazil, Brazilian delegates, and in a previous podcast. What can you tell me about your plans for forestry?
Sim, nós estamos agora desenvolvendo estratégias de sustentabilidade, porque Santa Catarina é um território muito verde, com muitas áreas de natureza que precisam ser preservadas, e nós temos parques estaduais e municipais. Nós estamos estudando e começamos já esse modelo em algumas cidades de concessões, de parcerias públicos-privadas para gestões dos parques estaduais, pelo IMA, pelo nosso organismo estadual de controle, e também nos municípios onde há estes parques instalados.
So, in Santa Catarina, we have the most preserved Atlantic forest area in the state, and we are kind of building together with the municipality, the state and the municipalities, initiatives to preserve in a sustainable way these areas, but bringing economic development with these ESG initiatives. So we are kind of bringing to the Environment Institute of the state, bringing solutions to concessions and PPPs in forest parks. And I add, now that we are about to launch the first park, I think in 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to the first state park in Santa Catarina for a concession, and it's going to be a pilot. It's a small one, but it's very, very nice park with lake and mountains. People used to camp there, so I think the private initiative can bring more attractions and infrastructure for the park. And then after the this pilot project's going to be more 2 or 3 in a row, probably the second one in this year and the more 2 next year probably.
Okay. Well, sounds like you also have a full plate in Santa, you're part of Santa Catarina that you're dealing with. My goodness, I don't think there's a busier state in the whole of Brazil. And also, when you say it's 1% of Brazil, Brazil's a big country.
We have 1% of the territory, but we have 4% of Brazilian GDP. That shows our efficiency in work. We are very working population. Mm-hmm. We kind of take very seriously this idea of bringing development to the state.
Okay, and you are driving ahead with quite a large agenda there. I'm looking forward to. Is there anything more you can tell me?
Sim.
Oh.
Nós temos muitas oportunidades agora na área aeroportuária também. Jaguaruna, no, Santa Catarina tem 7 portos e tem 7 aeroportos, e um deles, o aeroporto de Jaguaruna, vamos fazer agora uma concessão para a sua gestão também na área aeroportuária.
So this Santa Catarina is, even though it's a very small state, we have kind of 6 ports working in the our shore, and 7 airports, minor, and plus 16 regional smaller airports. But talking about the biggest one, as Jaguaruna's airport is a city in the south, kind of 1 hour south through the to the capital, 1 hour from the capital. This airport is going to be put in a construction, and we think we can go public in about 1 or 2 months. It's pretty ready to come, making minor adjustments about fees and, you know, the land, but everything's going to be ready in 1-2 months to go public for the airport of Jaguaruna concession.
And this is a brownfield project, an existing airport where you upgrade, improve. And I take it this is the most busy airport that you have in the area.
No, because not the most busy airport is Florianópolis. But we know that the cities around have to move to Florianópolis to take a flight. So Jaguaruna is already working, but we think it has a potential because it reaches the south of the state, of the state of Santa Catarina, but also the north of the Rio Grande do Sul state that is our neighbor in the south. So we think it's going to be very attractive for investors because it takes lots of cities in the south. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be probably, it has potential to be the third biggest airport in Santa Catarina.
Okay, wonderful. And so you're going to be going out to market, looking for developers to take on a project. What sort of a concession are we talking about here? 20 years, 30 years? 30 seems to be the magic number.
Yeah, I think this airport is because of the equation, the finance and the viability studies, is going to be a 24-year contract. No, airport 24. It's going to be 24 because we have some adjustments in the fees, you know, to make it more attractive. And the state is going to put money also to reduce the necessity for
CapEx. As well.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
That's it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, once again. Do you have anything else to tell me?
No, we have more to tell, but it's very soon.
Very soon. Well, I can't wait to hear it. It's I've got a reporter back in London who's going to be going, oh my goodness, he's going to be writing about is Brazil for the next couple of weeks. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for taking time to join me on Infradict Podcast. It's been really appreciated. It's really quite exciting. This is the third podcast on Santa Catarina, and I wish you the very best of luck with it. And for the listener, I hope you found this to be anything but infradict.